Salen. Welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view. I'm Bruce Salen, and this is a special recording of which I'll tell you more about it momentarily. Usually it's based on one of my columns. You can still find all my columns at brucesalen.com at the writings tab. Just get a drop-down menu and all kinds of wonderful things to do. But today we're going to talk about money. Now, it's interesting. The most popular column I have ever written, by far, there's not even a close second, is called Money, Money, Money. And so this is going to be not inspired by that column, but inspired by the fact that that was the most popular column. So this is going to be called The Money Show. And I have a special guest, Jim Scheinberg, who's the managing partner of North Pier Fiduciary Management. He's been advising institutions and families on their investments for over 20 years, and he's been my personal and family's financial advisor for almost that long as well. So I can offer my personal endorsement without question. Welcome to my show, Jim.
Hey, Bruce. It's really good to be here.
You know what I love about what we're going to do today, Jim? We're going to do a show about money, but we're really going to take it through life passages. From the time you get married, you start a family, kids, college, up to and including mature life and retirement. Now, I don't really have any idea what mature life is about because I've yet to mature, but I am looking at retirement issues, and with your guidance, I might be able to make it. Though you have been lately saying, Bruce, you got to stop spending so much money. I say I'm not the problem. It's my wife. But we'll save that for a different show. Let's get started. Where would you like to go first, Mr. Scheinberg?
Why don't we start at the top? I mean, you have a family show. Your dad's point of view, when families start, it's when families get together. It's when a man and a woman decide that they're going to start a unit. And that's when the conversation and the planning about money really needs to happen.
Wait. So you mean actually a man and a woman should discuss some of the stuff before they hook up, so to speak?
Well, you know, I'm sure if you talk to some of your regular guests that normally appear on the show, they'll tell you that finances are number one or number two reasons why relationships don't work out. So, yeah, it's a really good idea to have these conversations, not when people get married, but when people start to talk about getting married.
I actually think it's among the things that should be talked about almost on a first date, literally. Mm-hmm. Within a first, second, third, or fourth date, get a sense of what someone thinks about politically, religion, and money, and whether or not they want to have kids, which is a gigantic component. You date somebody and you think you're going to have kids and they don't want to have kids, and you find that out a year later, waste of time. If you date someone that has no sense of fiscal responsibility and no desire to learn it, or get better at it. Many people have fiscal issues, but they want to improve. That's okay. But if they're just, you know, they don't see any problem with credit card debt, or they don't see why they should put aside money for a rainy day, you're going to have a problem if you think otherwise.
Well, certainly there's a time to talk about it, and it's not after marriage. Clearly, as couples start to solidify and start to look at themselves as potentially a longer-term unit, they certainly need to be bringing these topics to the point of discussion, because it's not always about having the exact same viewpoints, but it's about having compatible viewpoints and about starting to find that common ground, whether it's actually something that's formalized. In a lot of states, I call it the tear sheet prenup. So if you don't sign a prenup and you just go get married, mm-hmm. you actually did sign a prenup, and the prenup was whatever the law was, and that applies to everybody who's getting married. Every single strata of social economic consideration, everybody gets the same prenup, which is...
Well, what you mean by that is the laws of the state.
That's exactly right, but that is...
So
if it's
a community...
You don't do your own.
Right. If it's a community property state, then you better know that it's community property.
That's exactly right. So okay. We always suggest strongly that when couples get married, that they do sit down and actually formalize their agreed-upon understanding about finances, and in the very least...
Meaning a prenup or just...
Well, you know, that's an individual choice. And it also has a lot to do. You're somebody who's been in a second marriage, and so I think that whether you're getting married at 18 years old or whether you're getting married at 90 years old, of course, you're closer to the 18 mark.
I'm actually closer to the 90 mark. No, actually, I'm not. No, I am.
You are.
Oh my God,
it's true.
Can we cut that part out of the show?
The dynamics of the conversation should be shaped based on the individual circumstances. We think prenups, especially in California, are a good idea, but not to the vein that they're going to break up a marriage. So
Okay, excuse me. But if they are going to break up a marriage, isn't that in essence going back to the very first thing you said, that let's have this discussion about money. And if you're going to see each other, you're going to have such different views that a prenuptial agreement, which is just a contract, not about loving one another, it's a deal. Even my therapist has said to me and my wife repeatedly that marriage is let's make a deal. No matter how you look at it, there are expectations in marriage that apply to all facets of life. Who's going to do what? Who's going to do chores? Who's going to raise the kids? Who might be the harder worker, make more money? Who's going to take care of the house? Who's going to do the cooking, et cetera? Well, money is just as important.
I agree. And what a lot of people look at prenups as the pre-negotiated breakup. That's the way they look at them. And in fact, a prenup can be much more valuable than that. Prenups can talk about plans on budgeting and savings goals, long-range planning. You can actually have prenuptial agreements have, if you will, the business plan of the relationship. And so instead of looking at them as what happens if we don't make it, it should be more along the lines of let's plan all contingencies, because let's be frank, most people when they get married, this is the biggest business decision and business contract they will ever sign. And it's a really good idea to start that partnership, and I use that word very specifically, the same way they would start any partnership. And that's with an understanding about budgets, that's an understanding about retirement goals and expectations, and as you mentioned, also children. Because every child you plan on having, for most people in, you know, the median and up economic considerations, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars of cost, if not millions. There are statistics out that say that if you are in the top 25%, that's not the rich people, that's just upper middle class. If you're in the top 25% of wealth or income in America, that each child will cost you $1 million over the lifetime. It's pretty staggering, isn't it?
Well, that's because kids never leave home anymore. Which is kind of funny. I actually think this whole concept of prenuptial is less important than just having that real serious business discussion. And even if it's a prenuptial in which you don't sign an agreement, but you've made a business plan, then you and your partner have had that discussion. And that discussion will bring up the issues that should determine, is this the right marriage, in quotes, partnership, in quotes, business deal or not, whether you actually sign a deal or not.
I agree wholeheartedly. And in fact, whether it's the prenup or whether it's the actual postnup, which would be the while you're married, we're all talking about the same thing, which is the time to talk about it isn't after your first big credit card bill comes. The time to talk about it is way before. Get on the same page. What percentage of our income are we going to save, et cetera, et cetera. Have these conversations early.
All right, that's part one. What are we going to talk about in the next segment after these messages?
Well, so we have this great concept that you're supposed to have this conversation, but how do you do it? So we're going to have Paul Bob Velik, who's a coach, come in and talk about how he discusses this with his clients and helps that communication happen.
Meaning discussing money in the family. You okay, know. Stay tuned, and we will be back with Paul Velik, Jim Scheinberg, after these messages.
Bruce Allen, father of-